from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
9:46 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. Joining us right now, general manager of the Baltimore Orioles. He is Mike Elias. Good morning to you, Mike.
What's up, Rob? Good morning.
Man, I don't know why baseball does this to you. A matter of 48 hours, you have two major deadlines. First, the trade deadline, and of course today at 5 o'clock is the deadline to sign draft picks. Out of those two, Mike, what's more stressful to you?
Yeah, I'm not afraid to complain about the calendar a little bit. We have the draft and the trade deadline within like 2 weeks of each other. This is a recent change that baseball made, and it's not easy to do for our scouts and front office people. It's been a very busy month. Those are two major events, but hopefully the dust is all settling in a good way here, and we can get back to just playing the games.
So how do you feel the Orioles, well, you actually, kind of you're the one that does this, of fared with the trade deadline? Of course, you know, callers and fans can play, they make a big splash. And how do you guys feel, honestly, that you did during the trades?
Yeah, look, anytime you make moves, you're going to find out the hard way how everything's going to happen on the field. But I love the reinforcements that we brought in for the team. I mean, they're demographics that we needed as the season progressed. And two starting pitchers that go right into the rotation, one right-handed, one left-handed, really slot in very seamlessly, we hope, for our rotation to try to get us through the rest of this year with enough healthy pitching. And then you got two hard-throwing relievers with very successful careers already, in Gregory Soto and Sir Anthony Dominguez from the left side and the right side, and then a couple of right-handed bats that we need, especially in the wake of having traded Austin Hayes for pitching. We need some right-handed players, some right-handed outfielders, and I think these two guys will bring them in, fresh scenery, get them into a playoff race, kind of see what happens with these guys. But overall, I think it's a really strong group of fortifications for this roster as we go through the rest of the second half. You never know what the second half is going to bring in terms of injuries, health, crazy stuff happening. And, you know, unfortunately, we just saw yesterday the kind of stuff that can happen that you're not prepared for when Jordan Westberg broke his hand. So just having some successful, experienced major leaguers in these spots, I think, is going to be big for us getting to where we want to go, and that's trying to win this division.
Mike, I understand fans wanting to make that big cannonball splash into the pool of free agency or trade deadline, whatever, and getting these players, but can you talk a little bit about, like, Jackson Holliday might be the best move that you guys made here in calling him up with his bat and the things that he can do, but with Kobe Mayo and Sam Basayo, can you tell us why these guys are so valued?
Well, first of all, that was awesome yesterday. That was one of my favorite regular season moments, I think, in the last few years. Yep. With Jackson's grand slam there with an 0-2 count. And, you know, that's going to be a lot of fun for us to see this young, budding superstar, we expect, we hope, kind of settle into the major league. He's not going to be without bumps and bruises. And, you know, he's so young, but we kind of need him right now. And so he's got some runway in front of him to adjust and provide help from the team, help for the team at second base. And I think this is a really good opportunity for Jackson. And certainly yesterday was a great start. So we were happy about that. We've got Kobe Mayo knocking on the door. And, you know, he's somebody that we're talking about very heavily, especially now, you know, with Westberg out, as we navigate the rest of the second half, what that looks like, when makes sense, all things considered, for Kobe to get a shot. You know, that's under discussion. And then Samuel Basayo is a catcher with a very strong bat from the left side of the plate, can really throw. Again, a young guy. So we've got three of, like, the consensus top 15 prospects in all of baseball. And the players that you would even consider talking about those prospects for, they didn't even get traded. You know, the teams just didn't decide to trade any of these huge star pitchers. None of them got moved, and there's nothing you can really do about that if you're on the other side of the fence. So I think, considering the players that were available in this market, I believe we got arguably the very top starting pitcher that was available in Zach Eflin. And then we got another one in Trevor Rogers, who's had a lot of success on the left side, two hard throwing relievers. And, you know, I think that we reinforced some spots on the roster that we needed to. So we're happy about that, but we got to see how it all plays out, obviously.
Oriole General Manager Mike Elias joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Mike, I want to go back to the draft. I know right now he remains unsigned. Hopefully that can get done today. But Vance Honeycutt, I saw him a little bit at North Carolina, I believe two-time ACC Player of the Year, if I'm not mistaken. What did you like about him? And is this a guy that you see could be in the bigs perhaps in the next 2 years or so?
Well, I don't want to put a timeline on anything. You know, draft picks are all different. Vance Honeycutt is a five-tool potential player, which in baseball means he can run, he can throw, he can glove it, he's got power, and he can hit. And he's been a big star in college. He's a right-handed hitting center fielder, elite defensive center fielder, huge body, very athletic, does it all. And he fell a little bit in the draft based on where maybe he could have gone before the season because he's got some swing and miss in college. And so we're going to get to work on that. I know he will. You know, if he's able to stabilize the contact rates a little bit in professional baseball, we could have a really splashy pick at where we were picking in the draft to get a profile like that. So I'm excited about it. The process isn't totally over yet, but as you mentioned, the deadline is upon us, and hopeful for very good news here soon.
We've had, you know, saw what happened yesterday. We saw what happened McCann, and you know, Kersdig got hit in the helmet. All these batters getting hit badly. There's been talk about changing the baseball for a while, going to something more Japanese with more tack on it, or at least letting pitchers use something instead of restricting it so they have better control. Are you in favor of either letting them use some kind of substance or changing the baseball so they have more control over it?
Yeah, I think it's a good point. We were talking about that yesterday. I can't say for sure whether that's, you know, a factor in some of the recent bean balls that have happened to us. And, you know, we've just seen, look, I mean, these were accidental. Let me say that first and foremost. But, yeah, it's possible. I mean, the sticky stuff ban, you know, there's a crackdown a few years ago. You hear pitchers talk about it, and I wouldn't have any reason to doubt them if they're saying that it's making it harder for them to control the ball. So I know that this topic is being worked on. You know, these things are not easy to solve at a league level. And there are people working on it. And, you know, hopefully there's, you know, some type of new alternative here in the near future.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mike, you briefly touched on it, but I want to go back to Trevor Rogers. Fans were really upset about Stowers and Norvey being involved in that deal, and I think they had talked themselves into the value of those players and where they could be going and what they wanted. But I actually, like, I like that move for two players. I don't want to say they're blocked, but I think we all understand what's been going on. But Rogers, too, with the control and how he's been pitching his last nine starts, what are your thoughts in that trade in specific?
Yeah, I'm upset to lose Stowers and Norvey too. I mean, you know, two really good position players with a lot of career ahead of them. And, you know, that's always painful and risky. And I think ultimately, you know, you're talking about a trade market where there were very few starting pitchers actually traded at this deadline. And, you know, we stepped up to get one. And, you know, Trevor's had immense success in the past. He's gone through injuries the past few years that I'm hopeful are behind him. And he's left-handed. He gets a lot of ground balls. And I like his arm. So I hope that we're able to work with him here in the next 2.5 years. We're going to see him pitch tonight in Cleveland. And I hope it's a shot of adrenaline for him going into a pennant race. And, you know, overall, I think that, you know, you got to give something to get something. And when it comes to starting pitchers, you know, that are in very scant supply around baseball right now just because of the injury rates, you know, it's never a cheap acquisition cost. So I think the guy fits us well. We need pitchers now. We need pitchers next year. We need pitchers 2 years from now. And, you know, hopefully we can get him back on the upswing. But even if he does what he's been doing for Miami this year, it's going to be a huge boost.
And Mike, with what Kowser's been doing, you might have multiple first round picks again next year.
Yeah, that would be incredible. I mean, I'd be very proud for us as a franchise if we could have back-to-back rookie of the years. I mean, the Dodgers did that a long time ago. I think they had three in a row back in the
early 90s.
You
might have three in a row too. So yeah. I don't know, pressure. Sorry,
but it's you know, for our scouting and player development people, that would be an amazing achievement. And Colton's right in the horse race right now, I think.
Yep, yeah, he's the leader technically by a lot of standing. So we'll see.
Well, Mike, it's August now. It's on for real now. It's like the pre-playoffs that begin. You guys know all about that from last year.
Yeah, let's go win some games, Rob.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.